Even a radio show.
Let's talk about forgiveness.
Okay, coffee.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about a topic about
forgiveness.
And, like, forgiving people. Like, why hold grudges? What's the point of it? Like, there's no point, right? So, we're going to talk about...
Forgiveness,
I guess, right?
Yeah.
So, like, okay, I mean, it kind of depends, like, how long you should wait to forgive someone.
Yeah.
But, honestly, when you, like, think about it and reflect on it, there's a lot of people in the world... No.
Sorry.
We're going to copyright it if you sing that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kidding. But we're going to talk about forgiving and, like, why forgiveness is important. Like, okay, so, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's a really important
thing
to do.
Because you can't be mad at someone forever.
And it's, like, holding a grudge that just kind of holds you back from life. Like, there's really no point in having, like, grudges with people.
Yeah, being mad at someone.
Like, it really doesn't get you anywhere. Like, okay, yeah. Like, if you don't want, like, if you don't want to forgive them, if you're, like, angry at them, like, okay, that's okay. That makes sense, but, there's really no point in, like, holding a grudge and hating someone. Like, just let it go. Like, let go. Live your life.
Yeah, why would you want to hold on to it?
I mean, if someone obviously did something to you, like...
That you didn't like, you probably would still get over it, though.
But, like, I mean... It's hard to forgive, it is, but yeah. When you, like, realize that, like, it's just better to live a life where, like, you have no hate, no issues with nobody, and you're just forgiving, like,
yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to allow that person or whatever happened, like, that mistake, like, that person doesn't have to come back into your life, but just to be able to, like, forgive them and say, okay, like, you did me dirty, and I forgive you, and, like, kind of just move on, like, in a way, like, just move on and live your life, and it's, like, it's whatever happened, like, if someone, like, hurt your friend, or you, or, like, really cruel, like, really bad, like, trust, or, like, betrayal, or, like, manipulate, like, it's really hard to forgive, but I feel like it's a really important part of, like, letting go, and having, like, come to, like, ease with, like, your life, you know, so we're gonna pull up some quotes, and just read some forgiveness quotes. So, the K and OK is going to read some. So, today I decided to forgive. Not because you apologized or because you acknowledged the pain that you caused me, but because my soul deserved peace. I don't know who wrote that because it didn't say a name. But whoever wrote that is very wise because I feel like that's very true. And I feel like even if a person apologizes or acknowledges what they did for whatever reason, like, you need to have that peace. Like, you deserve it. No matter what you've gone through, like, even if it's, like, the simplest thing, if that caused you pain or whatever, you have the right because nobody knows what you go through other than yourself. So if you feel like you need to let go and you need to live your life to allow peace and, like,
yeah.
So, you want to read one O?
Yeah. O's going to read one. Yeet. That's me. I'm sorry. Okay. Hold that. Okay. When you choose to forgive those who have hurt you, you take away their power.
Yeah, and I feel like that quote is really, like, strong. Because it's like, okay, so say someone, like, in, like, an instance where, like, somebody had power over you. Somebody had power over you for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like, you can think of whatever reason it is that comes to your head. I don't want to, like, say one that's just an example because I feel like everyone has such different, like, stories. And I don't want to, like, pinpoint, like, one example because there's really no point of me saying an example when whoever's listening to this, hopefully somebody is, they have their own, like, thing that they're trying to forgive or somebody they're trying to forgive or something they're trying to forgive. And yeah, but I feel like this quote, when you choose to forgive those who have hurt you,
you take away their power.
Yeah, so you take away, like, the power that they have and you get the power back because you're, like, controlling what you forgive. So if they're controlling or whatever, so let's see what other quotes you can find.
So we're not trying to have you here for, like, a lot of long time, but pretty much the thing we want to, like, tell you is not to hold a grudge against a lot of people, because then, like...
And I feel like it allows you, like, okay, life is short. There's really no point to hold a grudge.
Yeah.
Like, whatever people did to you, like, I'm a very forgiving person, and it kind of, like, sucks because people will, like, you'll forgive, and then people will, like, use you over and over again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, in reality, just, like, forgive and move on. Like, if that person's not meant to be in your life, then you can't do anything about it. It's better to just move on and let that person out of your life, and it's just better that way. So, my advice to you is just forgive and move on and be the best person you can be. And forgiving doesn't always mean that you have to accept the person again, or you can love the person, you can accept the person, but it doesn't mean you still have to associate with the person. You can just forgive and walk away and move on. So my advice to you is just forgive and be one with your soul, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.